Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. And with me at the whims of democracy are Josh Sexton, Jill Sansom-Murray, Jackie Wilcox, and Mike Bancoli. Tell you what, it's an international show today, isn't it? We're coming at you from across Europe. And when we get to random and potentially talk about the weather, not to give you any spoilers here, but I imagine it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag, given that, weather is different in different places. This and more incredible chat coming up.
That also really is a spoiler, by
There's still cards to play.
the way.
We might talk about the weather. We might not. We might be talking about Jurgen Klopp to Germany, question mark. We might not. You'll find out as we go, because you've been voting on Twitter where the categories go up. They went up last night. You've been voting away, and we'll be talking about what you would like to hear, apart from when we might not, because everyone here has got a wild card that they can play. If they don't like what went out in the public vote, they've got one each. Once it's used, it's gone. So use it wisely, because I'd say general sport might be tricky for some of us in this virtual room. But we'll see how we get on. And we'll start with LFC, which is much more familiar to us all. And your options were Mo Salah's future, Jurgen Klopp to Germany, and Ryan Gravenberch's role. Someone replied to this topic saying, Mo Salah's future overdone, Jurgen Klopp to Germany, not a story. Ryan Gravenberch's role is the best topic. And that's probably why it won with quite a convincing share of the vote. Josh, well, let's talk about his role, shall we? I think the reason we've signed him, surely, and the reason that we've had an eye on him for quite some time, is that he's someone who can play in a number of different roles and different kind of systems in midfield that we might see this season. And I guess that's the exciting bit, that we're not bringing him in necessarily with a set role in mind, and we can be a bit more fluid. But I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like all signs are pointing towards him eventually becoming Liverpool's number six. It feels like that's what Liverpool have sort of identified in his skill set. Like everything you've heard about him is that he's a vertical runner. He's good at sort of progressing the ball from deep and in those kind of positions. Liverpool have obviously got still this slightly strange hybrid formation where they're definitely still figuring some things out. And the idea of him and Trent at the base of the midfield is clearly something they think that long term they can work with. How much we see of that this season sort of remains to be seen, doesn't it? I love the video of Endo going around the other day as well, where he's basically just tackling absolutely everything, because it is a bit of a reminder that Liverpool do feel like they have their specialist six already. This the sort of destroyer, if you want to call it that, and then Gravenberch can come in and sort of provide a little bit of sauce and a little bit of style to the role, it feels like. So I'm absolutely made up with the sign. I'm so excited to see him play whenever that is. I loved that he basically said he's not going away with the Netherlands under 21s and caused basically a national crisis. Seemingly in that country because of it, because they clearly really value their under 21s, which is nice for them, but nicer for us that he's sticking around at Kirby to think about what his role is at Liverpool.